Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Annunciation of our Lord. In the midst of this Easter celebration, we are called to pause and reflect on the profound mystery of the Annunciation of the Lord, an event that lies at the heart of our Christian faith. The Annunciation is when the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, bearing the extraordinary news that she would conceive and bear the Son of God. A young lady in Nazareth, betrothed to a carpenter named Joseph, receives a message from the heavenly messenger Gabriel. At first, Mary is troubled and perplexed by the angel's greeting. Yet in her heart, she is attentive to the divine call, sensing the weight of the mission entrusted to her. And with courage and humility, Mary responds, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." In Mary's fiat, or in Mary's yes to God's will, we witness the example of faith and obedience. Despite the uncertainty and potential challenges that lay ahead, Mary entrusts herself entirely to God's providence, opening herself to the mysterious working of His grace. Mary's fiat is an example for all of us as followers of Jesus. As we celebrate the Annunciation within the season of Easter, we are invited to contemplate the connection between these two events, the Annunciation and the Resurrection. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, the cornerstone of our faith, finds its roots in the fiat of Mary, finds its root in the Annunciation. It is through her willing acceptance of God's plan that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The resurrection, then, is the culmination of God's plan of salvation, of God's redemptive plan, the fulfillment of His promise of new life and salvation for all, which started in the Annunciation. Sisters and brothers, the Annunciation is not merely a historical event to be celebrated. It is a living reality that calls us to respond with our own fiat, with our own yes to God's will. Just as Mary surrendered herself to God's will, so we are also called to surrender our lives to Him, trusting in His goodness and mercy. In the midst of our daily struggles and our uncertainties, in the midst of our problems, may we echo Mary's words, "Let it be done to me according to your word," entrusting ourselves to the embrace of the loving and heavenly Father. As we celebrate the Annunciation of the Lord within the Easter season, let us rejoice in the profound mystery of God's love revealed to us through Christ's resurrection. May we, like Mary, respond with joyful obedience to God's call, trusting in His promise of new life and life. salvation.